إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. I'd like to encourage the women to sit together. Women, sit together. The women should sit together. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam prohibited us from sitting separately in that. He said, alayhi salatu wa salam, Mali arakum mutafarriqin. Alayhi salatu wa salam, why have I seen you all seated together? The Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam prohibited that we sit scattered, and as it applies to men, it is also applicable to women. It's not lawful for us in the gatherings of learning to sit scattered. In another hadith, it says, you are sitting scattered. It is from the works of Shaitan. It's not lawful for us to sit scattered in the gatherings of them. We all sit together. The companions, radiallahu anhum, they say when they sit with the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, they would almost be covered by a single jilbab. A single cloth that is spread will almost cover all of them because they sit together. And sitting together does not encourage sleeping in a class. When you all sit together, you don't have the time and the space to stretch your neck, your back, your leg, your feet, because everybody is seated together. May Allah protect us all. I really wish that there is ventilation. Better than this. We are on the book Fiqhul Fikr by Sheikh Sulaiman Ruhaili. Sheikh Sulaiman Ruhaili is one of the teachers in the Prophet Masjid in Medina. Sheikh Sulaiman Ruhaili is a teacher in the Messenger of Masjid alayhi salatu wasalam in Medina. This big sharaf that in Medina, you are not a resident of Medina, just that you teach inside the Prophet's Masjid. Big favor. Big favor. In the past, ulama, when they mention fadail or manaqib of the early Muslims, they used to mention this as part of them. There are many of them who got that favor to teach in the Prophet's message, alayhi salatu wasalam. So it still remains a thing of favor that Allah makes you a person who teaches in the Prophet's message, alayhi salatu wasalam. Sheikh Sulaiman al-Ruhaili, if we would not say any other thing about him than that, he is a teacher in the Prophet's message in Medina. It is sufficient for him, cook. Someone asked, that book you are reading, who wrote it? Said Sheikh Sulaiman al-Ruhaili, Ibn Salim al-Lahi al-Ruhaili. Five. Who is he? The teacher in the Prophet. It is sufficient. From the things about this Sheikh is that he is also faqih in Masjid Quba, also in Medina. You know Quba in Medina. He also makes khutbah on the days of Jummah in that Masjid. Quba is in the outskirts of Medina, or was in the outskirts of Medina. Now it's inside Medina. It's sufficient. The reason we are saying this is, many times people read books of people, they don't know the authors of the book. I usually wonder if you ask a brother who reads Bulughul Maram, if you ask some of the people, who is the author of Bulughul Maram? Say, I'm one sheikh. It's not proper at all. From the things we know about the books that we study, is that we know those who have authority. We know those who have authority. This book, Faithful Peter, was originally a lecture that he delivered in Masjid Nabawi in Al-Jamia al-Islamiya. It was transcribed and he edited it. It was transcribed, it was written down from the lecture, and then turned into a book that we are now reading. And if you listen to that audio, the audio is available. If you listen to it, it stops at point 20. It stops at point 20. Point 21. It stopped at point 21, but this book reaches point 26, and he mentioned during his lecture that he still has other issues, but because of time, he was going to stop there. So you know the compilers of this book, they went on to add the rest of the points to apparently to make it complete what he had written down for the class in Al-Jami al-Islamiya. We are on Al-Asr, the 20th foundation. The 20th basic rule for us to note during the time of peace. There are basic rules the Muslim should note during the times of fitness. The Sheikh mentioned just six in it all. We are on point number 12. He called it Al-Absolute Ishru, the 20th fundamental point. And he said, Hafizahullah, in Fiqhul Fitani, Qat'u Tama'i Dunyawi, Al-Madi wal-Ma'na. I think we'd explained all of this. I hope that we are able to end the point 21. So our reading will be faster, bismillah. So this is part of point 20 that we have read. He said, Min Fiqhul Fitani, Top of summer is Junior We Al Mahdi Wal Ma'nawi. He said, Al Summer of the Umur is Junior Al Hisriya or Awil Ma'nawiya Mimma Kanatin or Nahwiha. But Yakudu Sahibahu Ilal Musarati Fil Fitna. Wakat Yuzakri Shaitan Ulahu Anna Zalika Fi Sabilillah. فالطمع في المال فتنة قد يقود إلى فتنة أعظم. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن لكل أمة فتنة وفتنة الأمة المال. رواه الترمذي. ويقول عليه الصلاة والسلام بادروا بالأعمال فتنة تقطع الليل المظلم يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويؤذي كافرا ويؤذي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا يبيع دينه بعرض من الدنيا. رواه مسلم. The Sheikh says in all of that, that preference, desire, attraction for the sweet things of this dunya, whether those sweet things are things that are material, things you can touch, like money, like a house, like a car, you can touch them, or things that you can't touch, like position, you can't touch position. Can you touch presidency? So things that the mind become attracted to, whether from the things that we can touch or from the things that we cannot touch. These things, the love for them, the desire for these sweet things of dunya, can make a person become hasty and fall into it. Then he cited the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, that inna li kulli ummatin fitnatan, every community, every people, every nation are its own people, tribe. Things by which, when people follow the injunctions of Allah regarding them, they become successful. When they don't follow the injunctions of Allah regarding them, they become disgraceful and unsuccessful. They fail. It is what fitness of ummati and bad. And the trial of my ummah as well. The trial of how did we get the money? Is it halal or haram? And the fitna of where are we spending the money? Is it in halal or haram? After you get halal money, where are you spending it? These are the fitnas of man. So these things, this fitna, the love of it, the craving for it, the desire for it, but يَقُونُ صَحِبَهُ إِلَى الْمُسَارَعَةِ. Would make the individual become hasty and then he falls into it. May Allah protect all of you. The true Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّمَّنْ فَرَجَ عَلَىٰ وُلَاةِ الْأُمُورِ أَوْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ إِنَّمَا فَرَجَ لِيُنَازِعَهُمْ مَعَ اسْتِئْثَارِهِ عَلَيْهِ. Some of the people, or the most of those who go on to become people who contest authority with constituted authority, that is constituted authority. The bulk of those who go to contest authority, they rise against constituted authority. He said, Rahimahullah, Kaseeruhum aw aktharuhum, most of them, or many of them, innama kharaja liyunazi'ahum ma'tisari alayhi. The reason why they come out to oppose the constituted authority is because those people in authority have given preference to themselves regarding material things. Over him, the president is the one using big car, the president is the one using big house, not me. Why? But he wants to contest that. The president is the one, when he is going anywhere, he has full security. I want it. It is this contest that pushes them to contest power and authority with already constituted authority. They desire what the president has from the things of material. That is what pushes them, many of them, or most of them, into fighting. May Allah protect. وَلَمْ يَصْبِرُوا عَلَى الْإِحْسَانِ. They are not able to be patient over the fact that the president has what they don't have, the governor has what they don't have. They can't hold it back. They can't hold it. They can't hold it. There's no way we are we adult locally is not able to hold back himself. May Allah protect. ثم إنه قد يكون لولي الأمر ذنوب أخرى. Unfortunately, that leader that he is contesting power with, he may have other sins. فيبقى بغضه لاستئثاره يعظم تلك السيئات. So he becomes so annoyed with them. He becomes angry with them. And the fact that he wants those things too that they have, he begins to magnify the things of those in territory. Don't you see them? They get more money. They allocated $2 billion for this. They did not do the contract. They did this, they did not. Look at a whole governor. He's supposed to be a Muslim. Ahlul Sunnah. He does not have a beard. He does not know how to observe Salah. If they observe the Salah, he will not come for Jama'ah. Yes, the man has other things. He is counting, and his anger over him makes him continue to mention those faults of that person in authority. In addition to the fact that he is angry over the fact that the man is enjoying what he is not enjoying. May Allah protect us all. We have to call him Mukadil. This opposing party, this man, fighting constituted authority, we have to call him Mukadil Lahu, Ghanan, Annahu Yukadiluhu, the Allah Takuna Fitna, we have to call him Mukadiluhu Lillah. The man begins to fight constituted authority. And he begins to think that he is fighting constituted authority, Allah Takuna Fitna, so that he will not, the authority, the governor, the president will not bring the people to fitna. And then the deen will be for the Allah, for the sake of Allah. We can establish the rule of Allah. We can do this for the sake of Allah. We can do this for the sake of Allah. But do you know his original intention? He only wants to enjoy from those things that the governor or the president or the chairman, local government, councillor, that is all what he wants. But he pushes it from in the name of the religion, in the name of avoiding fitna and inviting the rule of Allah on the earth. That is what he will say. And then the Sheikh says, وَمِنْ أَعْظَمِنَا حَرَّكَهُ عَلَيْهِ طَلَبُ غَرَضِهِ إِمَّا وِلَايَ وَإِمَّا مَالِ. But the basic thing, حَرَّكَهُ عَلَيْهِ, that pushes him to come in front of constituted authority, to propose constituted authority, is no other than his basic concern, that his objective, whether he wants money or he wants position or even the two together. He wants money, he wants authority, he wants position. He wants all the honor, CFR, FSS, MNI, he is the one that they are referring to like that. But he will be saying that we see this deed for the sake of Allah, for the sake of Allah, but he knows it is not for the sake of Allah. That was the statement of Sheikh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. Sheikh Sulaiman al-Ruhaili continued and said, وَقَدْ ذَكَرَ أَحْلُ السِّيَرِ أَنَّ عَبْدَ الرَّحْمَنِ إِبْنَ مُلْجَمٍ إِبْنَ مُلْجِمٍ إِبْنُ مُلْجِمٍ not مُلْجَمٍ أَنَّ عَبْدَ الرَّحْمَنِ إِبْنَ مُلْجِمٍ قَتَلَ عَلِيًّا مِنْ أَجْلِ امْرَأَةٍ جَمِيلَةٍ أَرَادَ الزَّوَاجَ بِهَا فاشترطت عليه في مهرها قتل علي رضي الله عنه. عبد الرحمن بن ملجم was خارجي from amongst the خوارج, those who rise against constituted authority. The authority he was rising against was the authority of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib رضي الله عنه Abu al-Hadid. He was rising against him. But the reason why he rose against Ali ibn Abi Talib, that Zakara Ahlul Siyah, the scholars of Islamic history and the biographies of the Muslims, did mention that Anna Abdul Rahman ibn Muljim, that Abdul Rahman ibn Muljim, who killed Ali ibn Abi Talib, qatala Aliyan radiallahu anhu min ajli imra'atin jamilatin Arajasawajalha. He killed Ali ibn Abi Talib because of a beautiful woman that he wanted to marry. Fashtaratat alayhi fi mahriha qatla Ali radiallahu anhu. And she gave a condition. If you want to marry me, kill Ali ibn Abi Talib first. But outside, the shouts will be, yes, we want to establish justice. We want to do this. We want to do this. But the Garat Allah. Most of those you will see it everywhere. If you go take it from the level of student unionism on campus, they'll say the vice chancellor is stealing money. The vice chancellor is stealing money. It is it. Give him 6 months. When you audit their accounts, you find out that they were the thief. They stole more money than even the vice chancellor, student union leader. There is nowhere they were audited that they came out clean. They never came out clean. And they really want to justice. They are unjust to their own souls. So the real aim is that stomach, that desire, they want wealth, they want position, they want authority, they want women, they want Allah.
But they will be shouting it in the name of Jesus. They will be shouting it even if not in the name of the deity. They can say in the name of justice. We want justice for Nigeria. Nigerians are suffering. Nigerians are this. Nigerians are that. But he knows what he wants for it. He's funded from outside the country. And those funds are funds that he cannot even account for. May Allah protect him. ويقول الحسن البصري رحمه الله عن الخوارج الإمام حسن البصري رحمه الله he said regarding the خوارج والله I swear by Allah لقد رأيناهم صورا ولا أقول these people who are خوارج who rise against constitutional authority رأيناهم we found them as people صورا. They have images and forms truly, wala ukul, but they don't have senses. They do not. Wa ajsaman, we found them as body. They have forms, suwa. They have ajsam, body, but they don't have ahlam. They don't have intelligence. Their desire is all about money, money, money. How firashun, firashunari. They are always a means by which a state becomes hot. When a state becomes hot, go and look at it. They cross it. Well, the barn is tomahy. They are like the flies. You know, when you leave a honey or sugar, you know how the flies come to you? They are the flies of desire. All their desires. All around, their attention is desire. They are the flies near the sugar. The sugar is their desire. They are the flies all around it. All they are concerned about is how will my desire be fulfilled? How will my desire be fulfilled? And that's why whomever you find taking to the things and the positions of the Khawari, he has this illness with him. The Ikhwan al-Muslimun, they have this with them. Always about a race for leadership. A race to control the rest of the people. And that's why even the organizations you find in Nigeria or elsewhere that run that same program and manhaj, you find them upon this. They want to control the people. They want to rule the people. They want to manage the resources of the people. They want to control the people so much that they control the women and will be asking them for the times of menstruation. If you have experience with some of these organizations, you know what I'm talking about. The Congresses of Muslims. This is the way they behave. We know them very well. They control everything about those who follow them. They allow protection. So, and then you contribute the money that their leaders employ for their own personal advertising. They allow protection. Unfortunately, they will say this is a work of Islam, Islamic work. Islamic revolution, Islamic agenda, Islam, it's all about their own desire. It's all about their own goals, personal proclivity. That's all they want from it all. But the nation is shouting, Dawlat Islamiyya, Dawlat Islamiyya. May Allah protect it. The Sheikh says, Sheikh Suleiman al-Hayyim. He says, وَطَمَعُوا فِي الْمَكَانَ That the person is desirous of position and authority. قَدْ يَقُودُ صَحِبَهُ وَلَا سِيَّمَا إِنْ كَانَ طَالِبَ عِلْمٍ لِلْتَقَوُّنِ فِي الْفِتَةِ الطَّمَعُ فِي الْمَكَانَ Desire for position. قَدْ يَقُودُ صَحِبَهُ He could push that person. وَلَا سِيَّمَا إِنْ كَانَ طَالِبَ الْعِلْمِ Especially if that kind of a person is a person who has learned from Islam. He has some knowledge of Islam. It could push him, Mr. Hawood is the Peter, to become engrossed in the Peter. Yaqul Hubeifat radiallahu anhu, Hubeifat al-Yaman. We had heard all of these that I'm reading now. So, that Hubeifat al-Yaman said, radiallahu anhu, wukilat al-fitna bi-salah. The fitna, the trial, are hung on the necks of three persons, three groups of people, the the fitan are connected to them. Bil jad al nahrin. Fitan are usually connected to the jad, someone who is firm upon righteous. Al nahrin is very, very knowledgeable and well grounded in the sciences of the religion. الذي لا يريد أن يرتفع له شيء إلا قضاعه بالسيف. This kind of a person, he does not want anything to come around him except that he puts it down with his sword. وبالخطيب الذي تدعو إليه الأمور. The fitna is also connected to the khatib, the man on the member of every Friday. He appears to him as if he should speak about everything. They are so attractive. He should talk about everything. وبالشريف المذكور and a noble person who is mentioned all around in the community. حذيفة said رضي الله عنه فأما النحرير فتصرعه. As for the learned person who is firm upon his deen, تصرعه, the fitna puts him down. It makes him go down, stay somewhere. The fitna puts him down. So is that all about that? The fitna comes to stay somewhere. The fitna gets him down somewhere. وَأَمَّا هَذَانِ فَتَبْحَثُهُمَا فَتَبْلُوا مَا عِنْدَهُمَا. As for the other two, the fitna looks for them. The fitna will search for the person who is well known. Everybody knows him. Those young people will tell them, speak about the fitna. The fitna is going on. You are keeping quiet. You are doing it. He is known in the community. Or the khatib, they will go to the khatib. You have to talk about so things. Don't keep quiet. Once they are inviting him, so it's also another opportunity. So the fitna will look for these people. The people who are in charge of the fitna will look for these people. And what they have will go away. They will be destroyed. May Allah protect all of us. This asar was reported by Ibn Abi Shayba Abu Bakr in his Musnad. وقال حذيفة ابن أسيد. حذيفة ابن أسيد الغفاري رضي الله عنه. He said, لأنا لغير الدجال أخوف عليكم. As for me, لغير الدجال, other than الدجال, scares me for you. There is something that scares me regarding you more than the Dajjal. I'm scared about you for some things. But the one that I'm scared for, yes, I'm scared about the Dajjal for you, but I'm more scared about another thing regarding you than I am afraid of the Dajjal for you. Kila wa mazak. They ask him, what is that thing? The fear of which is bigger than how much you fear the Dajjal for us. What is that thing? You fear more than you fear them. You fear the Dajjal. The kitanun kakita illay il mudu. I fear trials and tribulations. That will be like a part of the night, a very dark part of the night. When the dark part of the night becomes so dark, you don't see anything. So it is difficult to find a guidance. So the fitna that will occur such that confusion will wound around the people. They will not know where to turn towards or in which direction to move. He was asked, فَأَيُّنَا تَخَيْرٌ فِيهَا يَا أَبَا سُرَيْحًا. So holy, Huzaifa ibn Usaid al-Zifari is who? Abu Surayhan. So they asked him, أَيُّنَا تَخَيْرٌ فِيهَا. Who amongst the people is best during that fitna, Abu Surayha? Qala al-ghaniyul khafi. The best person during that fitna is al-ghaniyul khafi. Someone who is self-sufficient. He is rich, he has what to eat, he has what to drink. Al-khafi. There is not known. He has what to eat, what to drink, what to care for himself, what to take care of his family. And then he is talking. Nobody knows him. That was the condition of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. I hope that you remember that situation. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas after the death of Uthman bin Affan, he was just staying somewhere. And as they managed to evolve another leader to emerge amongst the Muslims, one of his children ran to him. "Hey, come, you are amongst the people most learned from amongst Sabiqun and Awwalun. You are here. The people are talking about Imara. You have the right place more than many of those who might be appointed. Come out to it." And he said to his son, "Shh. Keep quiet. Inna Allah yuhibbul abda al-taqiyya al-ghaniyya al-khafiyya." Keep quiet. Allah likes al-abd al-ghani al-taqiyya al-khafiyya. Allah likes the tama, someone who is devoted to the worship of Allah. He is taqi, he fears Allah. He is ghani, he is wealthy. Nobody sees him. He's just somewhere. The Prophet in effect told the people that when the fitna comes, the best of the people are those who are self-sufficient. Why is self-sufficiency important in the times of fitna? One of the things that push the people into fitna is their desire to gain something to eat. Desire to look for something to eat. Let me get something to eat. Myself, my children, my wife, my family, how do I care for them? My mother, my sister, my brother. The man may not want to play a role, but when he looks back and says, "Oh, over," he moves forward and plays a role. So when the man is ghani, Allah saves him from that. The second thing about Safa that he mentioned, when you are known, the people will come and invite you. You come and talk. But when nobody knows you, you are known. When you are known, and the fitna comes up, people will say, "Come and talk. Come and do this. Will you be keeping quiet?" But when the man is talking, nobody knows you. Nobody brings things to say. Okay. If you don't talk now, we will destroy your business. We will destroy your house. We will destroy your property. Nobody knows. And he's ghani. So he can proceed without joining any of the parties in the times of fitna. That was why Hussein said, when he was asked for Ayyu Nasi Fayyum Tiha, Ya Aba Suraiha, he said, Al-Ghani Yul-Mahid. The person who is self-sufficient. He is rich, and then nobody knows. Kila fa ayyuna sharrun fiha. Ayyuna fi sharrun fiha. Who amongst the people will be the worst in the times of the fitna? Said al-khafidhul mutqi. Al-khafidhul mutqi. The khafidh whose voice is loud. He wants to talk about everything. He wants to shout about everything. Oh, people, don't accept. We are not going to. They are killing us. They are doing this. He will shout. He is from among the Shabuna. He will say what is not supposed. He will agitate the people and make them join the people. When he is supposed to make them silent, make them be patient, make them turn to Allah, make them repent to Allah in the times of peace. He will be agitating them towards the people. May Allah protect. The next person is Amrakibul Mawj. The one who rides is the one mobilizing the people of his right. The one calling out the people. Faqala rajulun. One of the men who was in the gathering with Hudhayfa ibn Usayl said, "Wallahi, ma ana bi ghaniyin wala fasiyin. I am not ghani, I am not fasi. I'm not rich. I'm not independent. I'm not self-sufficient. And I am not an unknown person. So how do I survive during the fitna?" Hudhayfa said, "Fakun kabni labun. Fakun kabni labun. Be like Ibn Labun. You know the animal the Arabs refer to as Ibn al-Labun? The Labun is the animal that is feeding its animal, its young one with breast milk. Labun, it has lava. So Ibn al-Labun is the male child of the female camel. Ibn al-Labun is the male child of the female camel that has milk. But it is not taking that milk. The milk is for the younger one. If a male camel reaches like age 2, and it is going to year 2 years, going to the 3rd year, by that time, the mother had given birth to another young one. So that time, the mother is breastfeeding. So the mother is what? Labun. Now, the first one that is more than 2 years old, going to 3 years old, will be referred to as what? Ibn al-Labun. Huzaifa ibn Usayd said, radiyallahu anhu, faqul kabni al-Labun. Be like Ibn al-Labun. What is the connection between Ibn al-Labun and fitna? That Huzaifa ibn Usayd wants you to be like Ibn al-Labun during the time of fitna. Says, la zahara faturkab. La zahara faturkab. The back is not strong enough. So much that you can say, let me climb it. Meaning that you can't climb Ibn al-Labun. Yes, it's a camel, but you can't climb it. Why? The back is not strong enough to carry you. So you will not go to it and say you want to climb Ibn al-Labun. Meaning that don't be the one that people will climb your back into fitna. Don't be the one who will aid people onto fitna. Fakun katni al-Labun. Be like Ibn al-Labun. La zahara faturka. He does not have the back to be able to carry somebody. And he says, radiyallahu anhu. He says, wala dhar'a fatuslab. He does not also have the yoda, the U-D-D-E-R. What's it called? Uda or yuda. The breast where it produces milk. For lower animals, it is not called the breast. It's called the udder. It does not have an udder for you to drink milk from it. It does not have a back that you can climb. So don't be the one to feed the people and encourage them to come to fitna. Neither should you be the one to back the people and support them upon fitna. Be kum labu. Be like Ibn al-Labun. La zahara faturkab. It does not have a back so that you can say, oh, let us climb it. Wala zahara faturkab. It does not have the order so that you can say, oh, let me drink from it. So don't be a supporter. Don't be an enhancer. During the time of fitna, don't carry the people on your back for fitna. Neither should you be the one to support the people with what they feed on to be able to carry on upon fitna. If you are not the niyun for fitna, otherwise, the best condition the individual will be in the times of fitna is to be what? The niyun for fitna. The niyun for fitna. The one that Allah has blessed with wealth. He does not need anybody outside. He stocks food for 6 months in his house. 6 months food. So he can remain in his house, not going anywhere. 6 months. And then he's happy. Nobody will come and look for him to come and say something about it. No journalist will look for him to give a comment. This is the fitna of many among students now of knowledge. Many of the people want to be the one talking. You don't know that for you not to be the one talking might be better for you. Wallahi. If you are the one who has to say something, people will be running around looking for you. Come and say something. A Shariful Mazgur. You are a noble person and everybody knows you. Everybody talks about you in the society. When they are sitting there, they will look for you. Come and say something. You have not commented. What is this? Your businesses are everywhere. They know that you own house 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You want to say something to protect your house, isn't it? Because people know you. So you'll be making the statement as if you are supporting them, as if you are not supporting them. You will not be able to say, don't do it because you are afraid they will destroy your property. You will not be able to say do it, because you know that after the fitna, the government will come after you. So that itself is another fitna. Is it not better that we are telling you in confusion? You are one man that Allah has sufficed, and then nobody knows you. These are the best people at the times of it. But if you are not this kind of a man, kun katni Allah. Be like Ibn al-Labu. La zahara fatur kat. He does not have a back. He's too young to be climbed. Wala zara fatuslap. He does not even have an order so that you can say, oh, let us take from his milk. So you can't benefit from Ibn al-Labun as far as fitna is concerned, meaning that you should be a man that does not have anything in any way to support the people who are upon their people. May Allah protect all of us. The Sheikh says, Rawah al-Hakim. Al-Imam Hakim al-Nisaburi has reported that in al-Mustadrak. فالخطيب المستئ إذا جلبه الطمع the khatib who comes on the day of Jum'ah and his voice is heard, he speaks aloud, everybody hears him. إذا جلبه الطمع when the love for material enjoyment and enticement overpower him, كان من أشد الناس في الدنيا he will become from among the worst of people in the times of it. Al Khatib al Muslim. Because it is his mimbar that will be hot. Ayyuhanna, kumu, kumu, hakaza, he will be shouting, oh people, stand up. Wala tafsutu, as-sukut wal-an haram, hakaza, he will be shouting. These are the worst people in the times of it. Don't keep quiet. If you keep quiet now, it is haram. People have been oppressed. وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَدَافُونَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجِنَا They'll be quoting verses, putting the verses of the Quran in the wrong place. And Goga will be thinking that they are saying something reasonable. Ignorant, foolish people. These are the large majority of the people during the times of fitna. Because the man was quoting a verse of the Quran, they'll be shouting, Allah, whoa. You don't know that he's bringing petrol onto you upon a fire that is already burning. What will happen to those persons? May Allah protect us. The Sheikh says, فالخطيب المسكئ إذا غلبه الطمع. This shout that this man is shouting. They had already promised him behind that if you start this fitna, we will give you a house. Imam, if you start the fitna, we will give you a car. If you start the fitna, when our government comes to the power, you are the chairman of religious affairs, minister of religion. So he comes to the mimbar and he's reading the verse. He's talking about wa malakum la tuqatiluna fi sabilillah wa huwa yatakallam fi sabili samaihi huwa. He said wa malakum, why do you not fight for the sake of Allah? But what he's talking about is for the sake of his own azram. الشخصي. May Allah protect Allah. فالخطيب المسكئ إذا غلبه الطمع. When that love for material comfort overpowers him, كان من أشر الناس في الفتنة. He comes to become amongst the worst of people in the times of the fitna. ولذا, that is the reason why على العاقل أن يخلص نفسه من أسر الطمع. It is a duty upon a person who is reasonable. If you want to be reasonable, khalis nafsaka. Free yourself min asra tam'i from the slave of those who only run after their own desire. Hatta so that la yataradda fil fitan. The akil does not get into fit. He has to free himself from these people who are only concerned about their personal desire. وَصَدَقَ الْقَائِلِ The Sheikh says, the one who makes this statement that he will make now has truly said the truth. وَكَمْ دَقَّتْ وَرَقَّتْ وَاسْتَرَقَتْ فُضُولُ الرِّزْقِ أَعْنَاقَ الرِّجَالِ كَمْ دَقَّتْ وَرَقَّتْ وَاسْتَرَقَتْ فُضُولُ الرِّزْقِ أَعْنَاقَ الرِّجَالِ How many times Zakat and Kassarat? How many times have Fudul Rizq excess wealth? Because the summary of what that man is looking for is a lot of money. Big house, big mansion, big car, fine clothes. He takes 30 children to UK. He does not care. When the children return, they become kufar, al-munharifu. They do not become people upon rectification. These are his desires. How many times does personal risk excess wealth? That cut. How many times does it break? War of cut. How many times does it weaken? Was tarot cut. How many times does it steal away? Anaparijal, the next of men. You see a man. But no risk, excess wealth will break his neck. Excess wealth will weaken his neck. Excess wealth will take his neck away from him. How many times does that happen? So a man, this man who is just running after his desire, be careful. Because when you get that thing at the end of the day, they may be the means to your destruction. May Allah protect each and every one of us. This absolute, the Sheikh called it Al-Aslul Ishru. The 20th foundational rule, min fiqh al-fitani, qat'u al-tama'i al-dunyawi. From the foundation we must understand in the times of fitna is qat'u al-tama'i al-dunyawi. We must cut off the enticement, the inducement, the attractions of these issues of dunya. We have attraction to them. Cut it off. If you don't cut it off, the invitation of wealth, the invitation of women, the invitation of love for position can bring the individual into it. So in the times of fitna, they go around houses. If you come out, we give you 1,000 naira, you see foolish people will follow them. It is this topic that they are not able to cut off. Some girls will post on social media, if you come to social place, you will be my boyfriend. Idiots too will follow them. May Allah protect them. He came out because of the girl, but if he said enter, he came out because of the rice. Rice, 650 naira, Mr. Big's rice, was the thing that brought you this reality. Almost yet, 650 naira rice was what they used to bring you into fitna. The reason he is able to follow them is that that farmer who dunya is not able to make qat'uha or qat'uhu. Is not able to cut off that desire in him for the sweetness in this dunya. So don't go. When they start saying, oh, they are distributing money. The same thing, politicians. When campaigns start now, and they start running, shouting their party name, shouting, hey! They'll say, ah, Eloni, how much is party ADB? How much are they distributing? They say, 10,000. Yeah, hey, remember, Lola. You see me there tomorrow. You are getting into it. That money will cut off your neck. Yes. May Allah protect us. One politician once said that when people in the times of campaign, when they throw money and they are rushing it, they have it in that food. They stole a lot of money and they are throwing. How much are they throwing? 200 naira or 500 naira. How much will they throw to you? Fools. They have it in mind. When they throw the money, I feel like grabbing it, shouting. Fools. How much was stolen? How much was thrown to them? Fools. Ignorant of fools. May Allah protect them. That push. That push. That's why Allah says, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ The one who can avoid that shukrunas, the greed, the desire to acquire, those are the successful ones. Wa amma man khafa maqama rabbihi wa la nafsa min al jannata. So don't forget these verses at that time. Don't allow these invitations. Come and take money. Come and take this rumor. That is the reason why you went into fitna. May Allah protect you. Abdurrahman ibn Muljim, who killed Ali ibn Abi Talib, was he able to marry the woman? He wasn't able because he was arrested and killed. He wasn't able, he was arrested and killed. The ulama also mentioned, like we mentioned in the last class, during the time of Nabiyyu Salih alayhi salam, the one ashqaha, the worst of the people amongst the people of Salih, who went on to stab that naqatullah. He was also promised a girl by the woman who funded that activity. If you kill that camel, I will give you my daughter to marry, and I will fund the marriage. Was he able to marry the woman? That is why this bait is so important. Kam daqqat wa raqqat wa staraqat fudulul amwal a'naq ar-rijal. Naam, fudulul rizq, amwal, rizq. Allow me. How many times did it break the neck of the people? It will break the neck. That money you are looking for will kill you. May Allah protect all of us. Al-Aslul Hadi Wal-Ishrul. The 24th foundational rule. The Sheikh says, Min Fikhil Fitan Ar-Rifku Binna. From what you must understand in the times of fitna, be easy with the people. Ar-Rifku Binna. Take it easy with them. وَالْرِفْكُ خَيْرٌ كُلُّهُ. Everything about being easy with people is goodness. When you are easy with the people, everything about that, it will not bring any other than goodness. Being easy with the people. Being easy with the people. Be easy with them. Understand the circumstance of everybody. And be easy with the people. الْرِفْكُ بِالنَّاسِ. The Sheikh says, "Min fikhil fitan, al-rifku bin nas, wa al-rifku khairun kulluhu." Rifq, being easy with the people in speech, being easy with the people in your dealings with them. Even when a person offends you and you want to take a revenge, be easy in that. If you want to slaughter an animal, should you not be easy in that? There is in slaughtering an animal, you are slaughtering the animal. You should still take it easy. That's why you have to sharpen your blade. You have to lie the animal down. Place your leg on it. Raise its neck. In all of these, you are being easy with it. So even when you are disciplining, be easy in the discipline. You want to discipline your child, be easy in it. You want to discipline your wife, be easy in it. Be easy in it. In your speech, in your action, be easy. Be approachable. Let them be able to talk to you. Be open. Be easy. Don't be a king. An unapproachable king at that time, perhaps Fir'aun. Don't be a Fir'aun over your wife. Even Fir'aun used to be advised. How many times was Fir'aun following the advice of the people in his company? They will suggest to him, and you follow it. So don't become a man that your wife can't even talk to you. So Sheikh says, Min fikhil fitani ar-rifku binnas. From the foundations that you must observe in the times of fitna is taking easy with the people. وَالْرِفْقُ خَيْرٌ كُلُّهُ. Taking things easy has, in all of it, it has no other than goodness. وَهُوَ فِي الْفِتَنِ أَعْظَمُ. And in the times of fitna, الْرِفْقُ is أَعْظَمُ. It's most desirous. It's most needed during the times of fitna. Why? فَإِنَّ الْقُلُوبَ فِي الْفِتَنِ. Because the hearts of the people during the times of fitna, yalhaquha ma yalhaquha, yalhaquha ma yalhaquha. In the times of the fitna, the minds of the people are afflicted with serious affliction. In the the times of Krishna, the minds of the people are upon serious affliction. A man whose house was burnt down, if you find him running around without a cloth, what will be his mindset? A man whose soul was damaged and all he felt in the soul was taken away, how will he be? So the mind is afflicted. So when the mind is afflicted, you relate with them, be easy. Take it easy. The minds of the people will really, really be upon confusion. It is not settled upon anything. Everything is on his mind. After thinking like this, maybe this one will happen. Maybe they will come to know. Maybe this police will come. Maybe this police will not come. Maybe. He has a lot of things in his mind. فَيَحْتَاجُ صَاحِبُ الْحَجِّ الْمُسْتَفْتِرُ فِي الْفِتْنَةِ أَنْ يَتَرَفَّقُ بِالنَّاسِ فَيَحْتَاجُ صَاحِبُ الْحَجِّ. When the people are in this kind of a condition, صَاحِبُ الْحَجِّ حَاجَةٍ, the one who has had with him, he is not involved in the thing. He has avoided that. Don't forget, he is Ibn Labun. لا ظهر فتركب ولا مضى ضرع فتحلب. He does not have anything to support this now. He's somewhere. Now when you relate to the people, it's easy with them. Their minds are funny. A lot of troubles have come to them. So you who have had with you المستقبل في الفتنة, who have deep insight and knowledge about how fitna goes. يحتاج صاحب الحق المستقبل في الفتنة أن يترفق بنا. In that case, you who know the fitna itself, where it is going, what is most likely going to come out of you, you need to take it easy.
Remove the lamp, which remains as that.
Instead of a lamb, they put an animal, but so it becomes palm instead of what? Salam. Tahrim. That was how they destroyed their booty. May Allah protect them. But instead of saying Assalamu alaikum to the Messenger alayhi salatu, they would say Assalamu alaikum. Qalat Aisha radiallahu anha. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha said, "Fafahimtuha." Oh, I understood what they were saying. It was Assalamu they were saying, not what? Assalam. فَقِلْتُ وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّامُ وَاللَّحْنَةُ. So I quickly give them back. وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّامُ. That's death. You are asking that death should be upon the Prophet Muhammad. It is death that should be upon you, not just that. وَاللَّحْنَةُ. May you be put away from the mercy of Allah. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام said ما أهلا يا عائشة ما أهلا إيه تكي 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 عائشة تكي تكي عائشة He said أسلام She said أسلام والله تكي يا عائشة تكي إن الله يحب الرفق في الأمر كله. Allah likes being easy in every affair. إن الله يحب الرفق. Allah likes these attributes liking to Allah. That Allah likes. The attribute of Allah is that He likes. So the thing that we like is what many of us, these are Jews, Yahudi, apostles. Yes, the Prophet maintained that balance. Mahla ya Aisha, inna Allah yuhibbu rifqa fi amri. In every affair we eat. Yes, you are taking your revenge, but you are responding, you are making run. So brothers will say, if you give me 1 rod, I will give you 10. Is that the risk? The person who wants to give 10 is from amongst the people of Sunnah like him. If he gives me 1, I will give him 10. If he writes a book of 100 pages, I will write a book of 1,000 pages. Raddan alayhi wa yatabaddal bi al-kalam. Look at what the Messenger said to the Prophet. Look at what the Messenger said to Aisha. Radiallahu anha. She only added one kalima. You wanted to add 100 pages. He gave you 2 pages back. And you wrote it. Sorry. He begins to make the error of his statement by way of making right of it. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna Allah yuhibbu rifqa fil amri kulli. Allah wants you to be easy in all affairs. So, qultu ya Rasulallah, Aisha, radiallahu anha, she said, Messenger of Allah, awalam tasma' ma qalu? Did you not hear what he said? قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المسنجة replied عليه الصلاة والسلام قد قلت وعليكم I had said وعليكم let it be on you so they say السلام عليكم I say what وعليكم they ask for السلام or not so they use it thank you it's okay but I said رضي الله عنه وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ وَالنَّعْمُ He said, oh, he صلى الله عليه وآله That is the balance of the Prophet. If you say you are upon the Sunnah of the Messenger, measure your affairs like this way. Nígbà tí wọn náà bá ń pẹ̀ fún ṣe bó ṣe máa ń pẹ̀ fún ẹ̀. Balaji, when you are responding, you also respond upon the balance. Are you fair when you respond to your fellow Balaji? Are you balancing it? So see, Pajala, do you not go beyond this? Do you employ a ripple the Africa Kushi? Do you maintain risk in all your affairs? Be easy in all your affairs. Do you maintain that? And when our mother said, did you not hear what the son said? But you heard me, said, wa alaykum. I also replied. But the reply is just commensurate with what he has said. Risk. إن الله يحب الرفق في الأمر كله. That hadith is متفق عليه. في مقام صحيح البخاري صحيح كريم. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها زوج النبي. She also reported رضي الله عنها the wife of the Prophet of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال. He said the Messenger of Allah said, alayhi salatu wa salam, Ya Aisha, inna allaha rafiq, yuhibbu rizq, inna allaha rafiqun, yuhibbu rizq. Allah is rafiq, Allah is compassionate, yuhibbu rizq. He likes you to show compassion. If Allah wants to hold us responsible for what we do daily, how is it? وَلَوْ يُعَاقِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُّسَمًى. They say, they worship Ojojogo, they worship Jesus, they worship this, they worship that. They do this. Maybe they will repent. Allah speaks. Make it easy. 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 Be easy in your affairs. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inna Allah rafiq. Yuhibbu ar-rifq. Allah likes you to be easy. Allah likes you. Allah likes being easy. وَيُعْطِي عَلَى الرِّفْقِ مَا لَا يُعْطِي عَلَى الْعُنْفِ. What Allah gives because of rifq, because of being easy. He does not give it when you have an unf, when you are harsh, when you are harsh, you will not get it. But when you are easy with the people, you get it. What you will not get when you are harsh, you get it when you are easy. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. That's what you will say. If you are tough with the people, know that they are strong, not mad people with the people, they will run away from you. They are violating nature with him, but oh, what a suffering, oh, you are in the queue. It may be. You are here for your man. So say one more, but I say, well, you must have a right. You, can you ever know something in your own life? Something was explained, he did not understand. He said, Ustaz, I didn't understand. And then he says, you, can you ever understand? Even amongst ulama, it's some trouble. Do you know? And Imam al-Muzani, rahimahullah, his younger sister's son, he has a younger sister. His son was al-Imam al-Tuhal, Abu Ja'far al-Tuhal, Sahib al-Aqidah. The sister of Al-Muzani, we are there. So Al-Imam Al-Muzani is maternal uncle, child, to who? Sahawi. He used to teach Al-Imam Al-Sahawi, rahimahullah, he used to teach him fiqh. And he generally took all his knowledge at the beginning from Muzani, the student of Shafi. So he was nurtured upon Mazhab Al-Imam Shafi. Abu Ja'far al-Suhawi was nurtured upon the madhab of who? Imam al-Suhawi, Imam al-Shafi. One day, Al-Muzani will teach him. He says, I don't understand. Can you ever understand? He stood up from the class. He dropped his books. He went to him. He stopped learning from his uncle. That was how he became Hanafi. Started to learn from Mazhab Abu Hanifa, one of the biggest scholars of Hadith in that Mazhab. He has a book, Sharh Ma'ani al-Athar. It's about a defense from the life of Al-Imam Abi Hanifa, the positions of Abu Hanifa. Away from the Shafi'iyya where he was going. Because of one single expression. He easily If you are tough, you may not achieve much. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inna Allah rafiqun yuhibbu al-rifq. Allah is ar-rafiq, yuhibbu al-rifq. Allah desires that we are easy in ourselves. Wa yu'ti ala rifqi ma la yu'ti ala al-unf. What Allah makes you achieve when you are easy with the people, you will not achieve it when you are harsh with them. وَمَا لَا يُعْفِي عَلَى مَسْيَا. Likewise, you will not achieve anything that you can only achieve when there is risk. If you don't employ anything, you will not achieve anything. Every other thing you want to achieve, you must risk it. Without risk, no achievement. Be easy, be compassionate, be agreeable. These are words we use the English people express this word. Be agreeable. Agreeable, that is, people can always talk to you. They can convince you. Don't be a man who, when they talk about it, say that one. Forget about him. There's nothing you say to him that you listen to. Don't be that kind of leader. How many goodness will meet the individual when he is like that? The individual is not agreeable. You will not get what you are supposed to get when there is no risk. May Allah protect us. This hadith was reported by الإمام مسلم رحمه الله وعنها she also reported that أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said إن الرفق لا يكون إلا لا يكون في شيء إلا زانا إن الرفق لا يكون في شيء إلا زانا دين إيه La yakun fi shay. You don't introduce it in a thing. It does not come inside a thing in that, than except that it justifies that thing. It gives you to only my fault. I to our money. The next animal being so the thing is very knowledgeable. Then it can. It works will be coming out of his mouth easily. Yeah, that is great. Easy. وَلَا يُنْزَعُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا شَرٌ. You don't take away ease from an affair except that. Taking away that ease from that affair, it destroys the affair. It brings destructive ways. It brings demise. That hadith was reported by Imam Muslim. وعن جرير بن عبد الله. That is جرير بن عبد الله البجلي. قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. جرير بن عبد الله البجلي said, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said,
Man Purima Vipo, Purima Faith, Man Purima Arif. Whoever has been deprived of Arif, whoever has been deprived, he has not been given Arif. Purima Faith. Look at this faith, Allah faith. Every good has missed him. Why? Purima Arif. Because he is deprived of ease. Man Purima Arif. Purima Arif. The one who is bereft of risk of ease, he will lose everything. Our man, you from risk of. The one who will become bereft of ease, you from say. What will happen also is that he will not gain goodness. He will be prevented from goodness. Probably. And this is also from the Sahih of Al-Imam. If we go to Kitab al-Adab, it's Sahih al-Muslim. There are a number of ahadith about Al-Rif. He has a whole bab of Rif. It deserves that we go back to it. Because in our own time, what we refer to as Al-Falafiyya is Al-Rif. When you are harsh, you are Salafi. When you are harsh, people are quiet, unagreeable, ununderstandable. You only hear and understand yourself. That is when you are Salafi. In the thinking of many of us, they leave this most serious, very serious, important sunnah of the Messenger. Be easy. Gradually. Teach him, yes, gradually. One time the brother called me and said, he listened to an audio in a class that I did of 2 years. According to him, what he heard is he was convinced that it is not appropriate to follow that path. He left it. You know his question? He has relatives who have suited to. He's asking some of them by that path. You have learned, you have gained, you have left it. You were Kazalik has come to have been coupled. Kamasallahu alayhi. Now, what you think is, the next thing is, no, explain to them. They are ignorant like you, yes. Pay attention. Read more. Study more about what you want to teach them about. Much more than what you have heard in a lecture. Lectures are just to agitate us to do well. Lecture will just give you general knowledge. You need to go back. It's like a miftah. The key of a house does not make a house. If you go to a university and you learn Arabic, if you are not a hard-fighting student of your own, it will just be all that you learned in a class. Oh, my dear brother. What makes a student is not just what he was told in a class. How about his own personal effort? So when you hear a lecture, go back home, work on it, proforma, add to it. That's where you start. As you are adding to it, your own conviction about the sunnah will be increased. So you can meet them. When they bring this shubhah, you can explain. In a nice way. When they raise this issue, you can explain. When they raise this issue, you can explain. Even when they don't accept, when they go back home, they start thinking, oh, well, let's listen to Peter Benjamin. He was explaining calmly without a fight. Why is it about a fight? All you people have been telling you, this is your media that you are doing every day. It is this your coarseness they will be talking about. They will not talk about the sooner you are reaching. Be easy with the people. Be easy. Make good doubt. Make good explanation. Explain. Don't be tired of explaining. I always say, don't be tired of explaining. Say it again. 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 Maybe they have not understood.
Do you not hear Nabi Nuh alayhi salam? فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْعَامًا مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا أَلَمْ تَرَوْا كَيْفَ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا وَجَعَلَ فِيهِنَّ نُورًا وَجَعَلَ فِيهِنَّ وَجَعَلَ الْقَمَرَ فِيهِنَّ وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا وَاللَّهُ أَنبَتَكُم مِّنَ الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتًا ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُم فِيهَا وَيُخْرِجُكُم إِخْرَاجًا ثم إني دعوتهم جهارا ثم إني أعلنت لهم وأسررت لهم sometimes I will raise my voice sometimes I will come speak to them gently he was upon that ولقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فلبث فيهم ألف سنة إلا خمسين عاما 950 years you have not spoken for 95 minutes you are tired يا أيها الناس، be patient. Be patient. If you go to كتب السنة الأربعة، الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله، he finished it almost 30 something years before they were published. His تحقيق on السنة الأربعة، over 80 years he has finished تحقيق. He was still making مراجعة. Be patient upon knowledge. Don't be in a haste with yourself or with the people. Give them time. Explain. Talk to them. They will abuse you. They will insult you. Be patient. That insult is reward for you with Allah. Be patient. Explain. Talk to them. Explain. If you come with the explanation from this angle, they don't understand. Try to look for another angle to come from. Maybe there's a point I have not explained very well. Those things will be something for God, if he has not. When I have told him he didn't care, it is not telling him, it is making him understand. You know this like this, you see this like this, you see like this. If a person is still doing salah, what will you do? The prayer, answer for you, the salah. Wa fihi min al-nas man yatakallamu fi salah. Maza taqul? So wa fihi kafara. The Prophet Muhammad was a salah to the rest of them. A companion of me, Muawiyah ibn Abi Talib, is me. Someone of me, Muawiyah ibn Abi Talib, said, "Yarhamuka Allah." Continuing his salah, like a brother sneezes now, and I say, "Yarhamuka Allah." Where is salah? The person who sneezes, it's sunnah for him to say, "Alhamdulillah." Al Imam al-Nasa'i reported that hadith. How about you? He said, say Yarhamukallah. Muawiyah said, Yarhamukallah. And the people started looking at him. Says, Malakum tanzuruna ilayya. Why are you looking at me in salah? Before he said that, he said to them, Wa kuklahumma ya. You know what that means? If they cough, literally. Like, may your mother miss you all. Ma lakum, what's wrong with you? All of you, tanzuruna ilayya, you are all looking at me. As he was saying that, more people were feeling their laugh. And he was saying that, I love you. During Salah, the Salafi of today, what will you do today? Et quoi? Let us be easy with us. Be easy with us. After the Salah, what is easy? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kit. For Allah, ma ra'aytu mu'alliman qablahu wa la ba'dahu. I never saw a teacher before that and after that like the Prophet Muhammad. For Allah, ma darabani. Wallahi, the Prophet did not slap me. Wala shatama. He did not give me shatam, abuse this stuff. Wala fahana. He did not harass me. Wala ya. All that he said was that inna hadhihi salah. This salah. La yaslu minha shaykhun min kalamina. Nothing from the statement of human beings is not with inside. Inna ma hiya mala at-tasbihu. What only Allah Rabbah, that was the vision. Shaykh from normal day-to-day statements of human beings, la yasluhu fi salah. It is not allowed in salah. That's why it says, ma ra'aytu mithlah. I never see a teacher like that. Why? Wallahi. Ma ra'aytu. He did not slap me. He did not beat me. It is not involved. Meaning that many of the teachers they have worked here in our own time. What are we going to do, sir? We can only live out of the mosque. A pastor sure brings them to Shayla. To that, they are more than a little. You know what Palapala will be talking about Palapala. Now, Palapala. What did the Prophet do to the woman? See, you see this salah, it is not proper to talk during salah. All you do in salah is what has been, what has been, what has been. When the man heard that one, he can now ask more questions. So he has them on cut. Cut. You know, drawing the line that the people need to ask the Prophet. He asked another question regarding his jariya. I even have some sheep or camel, some goat. And I had a slave there running after them. One day I came, I saw that the fox had taken one of them away. And Anna ibn Abnai Adam, another shah, asked us to come out after food. I get annoyed that we get Pastor Cat to hand for him. I slap again. What should I do with the job? He made a mistake for which he was corrected. For how many questions was he asking? Why? The Prophet maintained a reason. Yeah, examples are made. How about the man, the hadith of Abu Huraira, who came to eliminate the man? If you are the one, what do you do? If you do that, the easy is it. The easy is it. I think it would be good to stop here at the shop. We'll stop here. We'll continue from here in our next. We have one or two questions. Now, please take care of that boy. Say, boys, boys. Take care of her needs. You have children. take care of their baby food. You have parents, take care of their needs. These are the people, apart from you, your parents have another person who takes care of them. Yourself and that person will take care of your parents. For you, then your wife and children. Or you, then your parents, since you have parents. But because you have another brother, it's why I came back to your wife and then your children. So that at least regarding you, your wife, then your children. Your needs. You need to fix you. You need to wear clothes. You need to stay under your roof. You move around. You need a car. You need a car. Add it to. Some people don't need that. It's just that we have seen cars as things of. A car is not a thing of. It is basic necessity. I tell you. Take care of those needs. Excess what remains is excess. There are people that what they have can take care of them 50 times. The 49 is from the fossil of that, from the excess of their wealth. Is this clear to you? Is this clear to you first? Yeah? To an extent. Now, you only will mention the excess that is not clear. You have not mentioned the fact that it's not clear. The thing does not tell you not to enjoy your excess wealth. He's enjoying his excess wealth. He's enjoying his excess wealth. Lawful enjoyment of your excess wealth is lawful. Lawful enjoyment of your excess wealth is lawful for you. Lawful enjoyment of your excess wealth is lawful for you. If you made Hajj once, then make Hajj again. Make Hajj again. You are making a lawful enjoyment of your excess wealth. That's lawful. Do you understand me? You understand now? Yeah. Alayhi wasalam. Of what? Female. This is in radio. The ulama are divided. Some say they should not go at all. But what is correct, and Allah knows best, that it is lawful for them to go sometimes. What is prohibited is that a woman should be regularly going the wara. When she becomes a woman who is going always visiting graveyards, but that she does so well in a while, sometimes in a while, there is no blame on that. The cause of Allah that is mentioned in that hadith is on the wara. Women who are always going every day, every week, every time, always going there. But a woman goes there, Zahira, she goes sometimes. Zahira, she goes sometimes. Is it clear? Because the women also fall under that statement of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, when he talked about Ziyaratul Qubur. He says, فَإِنَّهَا تُذَكِّرُكُمُ الْآخِرَةِ. That visitation will make you remember the hereafter. It concerns the women too. Here, Allah. Now, we all are going to be people of this book. Very important. Find out people are unnecessarily poor. They think that the tougher the sooner. When you are tougher, that's when you are soon. So you need to find your leadership to my point out to you. The best among the scholars of Al-Jabr al-Qadi, even among the scholars, were those who are most easy with the king. Most easy. If the ulama in the past reminded you that you are expecting, you could tell this one, this one, this one, after they wanted their business, there are examples. They say, who was a thing in Kalani, Sina, he always attacked them. The only thing, if they know you that go away and go back, they will start taking your place. Today is the scholars of the Shabab scholars of Jambu. Because we can abuse anybody. A brother told me that someone said to him, is there a scholar we cannot abuse? A brother said to me that one young boy, less than 30 years old,
Thank you.